Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Beyond information, beyond our linear thinking, lives another world that we could access now. It's a world of wisdom. And I want to welcome you guys deeply. So Vibrant Living is a way of life. And my way of life is to meet these really, truly remarkable people that are in their own ways transforming life and the people around them. So I want to introduce you to the Vibrant Living team. And I want to acknowledge Jessie McGuire. She is our Vibrant Living storyteller. She weaves together, as an example, our new coming show is called Vibrant Seeing, and I'm so excited to share with you guys. So, Jessie, with much love and welcoming, welcome. Today, I'm so happy you're able to show up from Spain live. We have Jessie McGuire, our Vibrant Storyteller team member. Welcome, Jessie.
Oh, thank you, Glenn. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're deeply welcome.
How are you today?
We've got a big team. Well, other than, you know, I had a kind of a crazy little moment in linear time. My friend's very fiery. So we get together, there's a lot of fire. So I was just thinking that, you know, in our friendships and our relationships, we've got to watch the people around us, because sometimes we're on too much fire. It's good to get a few water people in there emotionally, energetically. Right? All right. Sherry Marquez, as you know, Jessie, she is our dog mystic. In a world where people often say to each other, dogs are healing and wondrous, they often do things with the dog that is often more conventional, sometimes suppressive. Sherry is here to bridge, I call it the veil. I realized I was reading my teacher for years and years and years, and I realized, oh, he's talking about the veil. He's talking about when you really see this other place, this world that's accessible, but we get schooled out of it. So that's what Sherry marks. She helps you discover your dog as a dog mystic, the practical tools to light up that relationship so you can experience the deepest wonder and wisdom that your dog shares with you. The dog mystic, Sherry Marquez.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening and being here. I'm grateful to be here.
And then, I'm honored. I feel like we met for a special purpose. We're putting an event together in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, a whole weekend. And the Dog Mystic will be our keynote speaker, and we'll let you know more about that. All right.
Yeah.
Sitting to my right, the general, Dr. Gail Randall, has been both a professor at UCLA. She's a current innovator, wisdom-connected, anthropology of well-being investigator, catalyst for so many people. I love her. I treasure her. She certainly helped me in one of the toughest healing journeys of my life. She's here always because I trust and love her so much. And she has today, in a moment, we're going to introduce our special contributor, potential ongoing team member, Dr. Gail Randall. Welcome.
Morning, Glenn.
Welcome you.
Thank you so much.
Deeply
appreciate
welcome.
Appreciate always being here. Appreciate you.
I feel it in my heart and my being. Thank you. I really do. I do. You're one of those people. Before I got kicked out of the classroom, there was a small percentage of people that didn't want me to go. And I feel you're one of them, Gail, that you would be like, Glenn, something's going on. They may not see it. And you would look me in the soul in the eye, just like Mark Twain. And you would say, Glenn, don't let your schooling get in the way of your education. I would throw you a kiss and I would leave because they kicked me out. Thank you.
No, I'd go with you.
That's even better. Thank you. I love it. Thank you. Oh my God. Thank you. No one's. Oh my God. You expanded my whole paradigm. All right. So, Lisa, you with us today? No, I don't know what happened to Lisa.
She's always with us spiritually.
She is. It's true. She always. For 18 years ago, she showed up here with me, and we put a show together in California that was out of this world. And she took the only one of a kind picture I was able to hula hoop with three hula hoops. So thank you, Lisa, for that picture. All right. So this is a world of remarkable people and vibrant people. And 3 months ago, Dr. Gail Randall told me there's a couple. And when I hear a couple, I let it because I am a vibrant matchmaker and we are producing vibrant matchmaking beyond dating to relating. But she told me there was a man and his wife that produced such alchemy and wonder on healing. When I read their bio, I read Sage's bio and I read about addictive. Addictive wellness?
That's right.
Oh, good. Thank you. I want to make sure I wasn't saying that I wasn't plugging something else. Addictive wellness. When I read about one of the things you said is as you travel the world, I believe France, Australia, you travel the world dealing with five-star spas and eager people to heal deeper because we know the synergy effect. It's not just one food. It's not a standardized product where you're getting one nutrient. I was looking for a raw chocolate that actually someone worked with the chocolate that was out of this world, high-grade cacao chocolate, that would infuse it with herbal. And being a clinical herbalist and a background in Taoist healing and Chinese healing, and Gail, who's my deepest connection to these things, she said, well, we got to talk with Sage. We talked with Sage, and I was so inspired. I thought we got to have a high libido chocolate bars for Valentine's Day. And I was thinking about Sage's background. He says that his schooling, his education, was far beyond what any conventional school could offer. I'm a kindred spirit. I deeply welcome you, Sage. And I'm so inspired with the panel to learn about what you've been doing around your chocolate and how it's been transforming many people's lives and why it's also delicious. So deeply welcome to you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you. And I'm in a very fortunate position to be able to share chocolate with people for a living. And I love talking about it. It's one of my favorite topics.
Wow. Why don't you ask the first question? You've been eating and recommending Sage's chocolate, and you're so in tune with the wonder of synergy food that has multi nutrients, and that it's not the one thing, it's the cross thing, and that's what I love about what Sage is doing. He infuses chocolate with these herbs. What would you want to share with people as a way of introducing Sage and your experience with the chocolate yourself? And then we'll open things up.
Well, I first met Ana Blanca, his amazing wife, in Air One, like in 2015. And she told me of their journey to create this amazing chocolate that's absolutely healthy, sugar-free, gluten-free, just so pure. He went to South America, isn't that right?
In Costa Rica, so Central America.
So can you tell us a little bit about that?
So I to give a little quick background, I grew up as a vegetarian, but not necessarily a healthy one by any means. It was kind of like my parents were doing the best they knew how to in the 90s, and it was kind of like basmati rice and tofu 4 to 5 nights a week, and then maybe one night pasta and one night pizza. And they, like, a lot of the food we were eating was organic, and they were doing the very best that they knew how to, but it wasn't unbelievable, you know? And I always kind of felt there was an untapped potential there in terms of my physical energy, that something was missing. I wasn't quite, you know, on a competitive level with other people in sports sometimes, or, you know, my energy just wasn't amazing. And when I was in my mid to late teens, I met this guy from the local community who was coming to my parents' wellness center, where they had like infrared jade massage beds and infrared saunas. And he was a very smart, very cool, very fit guy who looked about 20 years younger than his actual age. And he made this mix. He had this hemp protein product with other things like spirulina and chlorella and some other Western herbs like milk thistle, for example. And I just thought he was so cool. I was like, I want to be on whatever you're on. So I got some of his stuff. And this is totally new for me. I didn't know what to do with it. I just started blending it up with like Tropicana orange juice and a banana and some frozen berries. And it tasted pretty horrible. But I didn't care. I wanted to try to get the results. I was going to, you know, give it a shot. And I started noticing something after a little while that he, this mix that he was making would make me feel different after having this drink. I would feel this incredible, clear mental high that I'd never felt anything like this before. And it just kind of turned on this light bulb for me that if I was missing out on this all this time, what else is there that I've been missing out on? So it kind of shot me off down the rabbit hole of superfoods and raw foods and nutrition, and then a little bit later into Chinese and Ayurvedic herbs and just, you know, Amazonian herbalism as well. And, you know, the more I would learn, the more I would incorporate into my life, the more I would incorporate into my life, the better I would start to feel. The better I would feel, the more I would want to go learn. And it was just this great cycle that started to build up in my life. And of course, when you start to have something like this that's helping you so much, you want to share it with other people. So I started wanting to share this with friends, and I was careful about it because I didn't want to be, you know, too pushy. I was in college at the time, and most people in college, you know, their health and biological well-being is the least of their concerns. And you know, I was on a surf trip with some friends, and they started realizing that I was able to stay out in the water and surfing for hours and hours, whereas they would come in after an hour or two to rest and have to eat. And they realized like the one different thing I was doing was making these superfood smoothies. And they said, well, can he maybe make us one of those to try? The problem was it was so horrible tasting that they were fighting not to throw up when they were drinking it. And this made me realize that if I'm going to help anyone else besides just myself with this, because not many people are like me that they don't care what it tastes like, they'll do whatever it takes. If I'm going to help anybody else, I'm going to need to have something that wins on flavor. It's going to have to be just as good or better tasting than the conventional food that they're used to if I'm going to, you know, get them into living this lifestyle. So chocolate was one of those rare things that I saw as kind of existing in two worlds. In one sense, it's something that people crave and are obsessed with, and it's one of their favorite treats and indulgences. And on the other hand, if done right, it can be one of the healthiest foods for you in terms of being the highest natural source of antioxidants, the highest natural source of magnesium, the number one mineral that about 80% of people are chronically deficient in. Very high in chromium, zinc, iron, and various other more exotic compounds like one we may talk about later, talking about Valentine's Day coming up. It's called phenethylamine. It's known as the love bliss chemical. It's what gets secreted in your brain when you're in love, and it's also found in chocolate. That's why we have this big Valentine's Day chocolate connection.
And also the adrenals.
Right. Yep. Mm. So you've got all these neurotransmitters in there as well. And
tyrosine.
Exactly. I'll let you talk more in detail about these. Yeah. No, it's So as Dr. Randall mentioned, you have tyrosine in there. You have serotonin. You have anandamide, another bliss compound. And so there's so much going on with chocolate. And of course, there's so many levels of it out there. And I, you know, on my own healing journey, I had the good fortune to in Costa Rica to learn how to make chocolate in my late teens. And I started kind of experimenting on my own and started sharing it with some other people. And in my own healing journey, I was dealing with candida from being on antibiotics in my teens when, you know, I had acne and I didn't know what to do about it naturally or how to address it dietarily. And so, you know, my parents were wise enough to keep me off of some of the real hardcore things like Accutane that can really mess you up. But I was on daily antibiotics for a number of years. And so in my candida journey, I needed to be able to go completely sugar-free for quite a significant period of time as part of the process. So I, you know, was trying all these different raw chocolates out there on the market, and they were all great and I enjoyed them, but none of them were sugar-free. And so I could only have, you know, a limited amount before I started causing myself, you know, more health problems because of where I was at. And so I realized, okay, if I'm going to have a chocolate sugar-free, I'm going to have to make it myself. And at the same time, my knowledge around these traditional herbal systems was growing. And I learned that cacao acts as a vasodilator, meaning when you take it with something, whether you're taking it with the most powerful herbal compounds in the world or whether you're taking it with sugar and, you know, hydrogenated oils and rancid fats, whatever you're taking it with, it's going to drive that deeper into your body and you're going to absorb it more. So I realized this could be just such a great delivery vehicle for some of these herbs I've been learning about, and flavor combines actually so well with a lot of them. And cacao is actually an MAO inhibitor, meaning when you take an herb, for example, or even a drug is another example, it will stay in your body and keep working for a certain amount of time before MAO, it's called monoamine oxidase. It's kind of like the bouncer of if your body was a nightclub, MAO is the bouncer. And when the club's closing down, it says, okay, you've been here long enough, it's time to go. But then if you have an MAO inhibitor like cacao, it says, hold on, Mr. Bouncer, it's okay. These guys are cool. They can stay here. They're helping me clean up. They're doing good stuff around here. Let them hang about a little bit longer. So cacao actually keeps these herbs active and working in your body for a longer period of time. So in two ways, you're really magnifying whatever is coming in with the cacao.
Plus it's an antidepressant.
Yeah, exactly. So it's working on so many levels.
Yeah.
By the way, Sage, yeah. I would bring Dr. Randall to Chocolate Jeopardy. She's a very good backup, by the way. I just wanted to share that. She's right there.
Right.
Hey, let's do this.
Yeah,
that's what I love. All right, let's have an open. I think we have some like chocolate ambassador energy in our team. I know Sherry was immediately wanted a stack of bars when I spoke to her this morning, Sage. She was like, "Can I get this right away?" And I said, "Yes."
I'm sold. I want it.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love chocolate. love it.
It's an unbounded response. Unbounded response. So before we go for a pause, what's the question? You said you want chocolate. Sage is kind of saying he's got this alchemy blend that's, as the Passover, it's different than all the other chocolates. What makes it, it's the synergy of the herbs. You don't use any sugar. So is there any sweetener at all?
Yeah, so we sweeten it with a combination of a special non-bitter organic stevia and xylitol made from birch trees. So both of these give sweet flavor without having any effect on blood sugar or feeding any of the bad stuff that a lot of people have going on in their bodies that love sugar.
Okay.
So you still do get a nice sweet experience. It's still a really flavorful, rich chocolate. So you won't be disappointed.
Okay. All right. So everybody, I know they all want to be chocolate ambassadors and they want to work with you. So,
a lot of people eat chocolate when they're stressed out, but Sage is an herbalist and he knows a lot about adaptogens. And so he's made several different varieties of chocolate that treat stress with all these adaptogens mixed in. It's amazing.
We're going to have a chocolate party. We're going to have a chocolate party with you, Sage. I'm going to give you the date. We're going to do a big party, and we're going to pre-send stuff to the audience. So we're going to have a big party, announce it everywhere, and we're going to hold a 1 to 2 hour party, and we're going to have people all over the world join us. So you in?
Everybody will be having a chocolate high at the same time.
That's right. That's right. So I want
to
book this.
When they have those mass meditations for world peace, we'll have a chocolate party for
that's what we're going to do with you, and I want to meet Anna. I want to meet Anna.
Anna Blanca.
That's, by the way, I can see why you married her just for the name, although she's very beautiful.
She's
good
incredible.
Name. Excellent name.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Jesse McGuire, who's she's just so in tune with healing, well-being, and I feel like since meeting Jesse, the whole prosperity game has turned around. She's vital. She has helped authors around the world get their big message. What's striking you? I know you've been, I think you said 2004, right, Jesse?
Yeah. Yeah, I was into raw food from about 2004. I guess my mind is immediately going to those people who are thinking, I'm so sensitive to stimulants, I can't do caffeine.
Yes.
And it's great to hear that there's no sugar, but, a lot of people, I think, don't eat as much cacao as maybe they would like to because they find it so stimulating. So do you have clients like that? And if so, what do you give them?
Brilliant. I think that's a brilliant question.
Yeah, well, in our chocolates, there's a couple of things actually to mention there. So one is that certainly chocolate is a form of a stimulant, but it doesn't contain nearly as much caffeine as a lot of people think. It's actually on average about 1/20th. Of the caffeine that you would find in coffee. And most of what's going on in chocolate is theobromine, which is It's a cousin of caffeine, but it doesn't stimulate the central nervous system quite the same way. So I can totally relate because I am the kind of person who cannot do caffeine. I can't do green tea or matcha or coffee, yet I do very well with our chocolate. And then we also, one of the things that really makes our cacao special is that it's free of mycotoxins. These are forms of mold toxin byproducts that are rampant in most all chocolate products. And so ours is processed in a very special way, so it is mycotoxin free. And the mycotoxins, I think, is a lot of what disturbs people's nervous systems. And this is, you know, in the way that gluten has been so much the villain of the past 5 to 8 years or so in the health world.
Yes. Yeah.
I think you'll see in the next 5 to 10 years, mycotoxins in the food supply is going to be the big point of focus. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say that even my snow tires, it says does not contain gluten. Big thought tires that really, when it hit, right?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. It just caught like wildfire. and then, you know, in our chocolates, we also have different herbal formulations in each one. So one of those is our Tranquility chocolate, where we have herbs like reishi mushroom and ashwagandha and hoshu wu. These are some of the greatest herbs for calming the mind, quieting the mind, opening the heart, getting you in the moment, de-stressed, anti-anxiety. So for someone who is very sensitive to anything that would increase energy levels, that's a great one to start with. And of course,
I'm bubbling up again. You want to say we're going to do a 2-hour vibrant Valentine's Day party with Sage and his beautiful wife, Ana Blanca. I like to say the name, Ana Blanca. And you guys are invited to join us. Sage, I want to invite you to do that. I just want to say you've added so much to this conversation.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, you're deeply welcome. Welcome aboard. I was talking to Allie, who was at the coffee shop this morning, and I was thinking, yeah, a lot of people start the day with coffee. I've had maybe 15 coffees my whole life, maybe 17. And now it's a big raise, the cold brewed coffee. Anything more by the way, Allie, you want to say anything about, so you're a chocolate novice, or you have an advanced chocolate question, or are you just curious?
Well, hi, everybody. I'm Allie.
Hi.
Chocolate novice extraordinaire. So I am learning so much.
What's your question? What are you curious about? What are you curious about?
Well, about chocolate. Well, I sit in the world of fundraising possibilities, and my brain is currently circling around how addictive wellness and Sage and your passion for chocolate and healthy living can kickstart a fundraiser for all the parties you're gonna have.
So here's the thing. So I want to let you guys in on this. Allie wants to be part of our division called Vibrant Giving. And so since all of you are givers, and since we want to fund Sherry's book, the Dog Mystic, Being in Deep Tune with Your Dog. Yeah, I was thinking about that this morning too, Allie. I was just thinking like the new message or the inner, you know, this new wave of chocolate awareness. Because what Jesse said, I found some people gave up chocolate, but then the question is they gave up it because they were eating. Well, yeah, what would you say? 95% of chocolates have sugar in it. Well, and they usually they tout the organic. What's the scoop in organic cane sugar? And Gail, why don't you comment too? Is it a lot of people get, it seems in the marketplace. I went to Whole Foods yesterday. I would say a large percentage of things have organic cane sugar. Does it matter? I mean, it's good that it's organic, but in terms of the adrenals and in terms of our blood sugar, does it really matter?
Well, it matters that it's not carrying chemicals into your body, of course.
Right,
matters,
I agree with that part, yes.
But sugar is sugar.
Okay.
You know, and it depends on your health situation, but in general, we know too much sugar is not good. When we evolved, you know, back in the day, there was probably as much sugar as the end of your little fingernail. Within, you know, 100-mile radius, and it was from some overripe fruit or maybe some honey if you're lucky. And, you know, we are not, you know, evolutionarily prepared to eat the amount of sugar that the standard or sad American diet does. And that's why there's so much prediabetes and insulin, you know, spiking and things like that. It's just an obesity. It's too much sugar.
And it's so addictive as well, isn't it? I think it's more
addictive. It is addictive. I always say we're born addicted to sugar because it was so hard to get when we were evolving. The guy that got it survived better. So we are born with a sugar addiction because, you know, our body's telling us, oh, you need it, you need it, you need it. And the more you eat, the more you need, because it lights up your nucleus accumbens in your brain like a light bulb, like higher than heroin or cocaine. So it's for sure a drug. Sugar is a drug.
Right.
So, and you need to taper off of it, you know, but the less you eat, it dims down like a dimmer switch on a light, you know, it goes down and then you don't really crave it anymore. But what's really cool about Sage's chocolate is it's sweet, but it's not having that negative physiologic effect on your brain, on your hypothalamus that regular sugar does.
Sage, why don't you go on and give out your website, and we're going to set up the dates. I'm going to meet with Sage and his wife. We're going to set up dates. We're going to have them be a part of the Vibrant Living team, and we're going to circle back to Allie, who's very excited maybe about getting some organic hemp T-shirts with a new message about chocolate. So, Sage, I know you have an Instagram. What's your website? Turn people on, and we'll get linked up with you on our side, the Vibrant Living Network. How do people learn about this medicinal alchemy of chocolate mastery that you have going, so they can put in their mouth?
They can find us on Instagram. It's just Addictive Wellness. On YouTube, we also do a lot of educational and recipe videos coming out once or twice a week. That's youtube.com/addictivewellness. And then to check out all our products, you can go to addictivewellness.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to mention to something Allie said a moment ago, we also give 5% of our net profits to environmental charities. We're big on
awesome.
Saving the only known planet with chocolate. You know, we can evacuate to Mars, but they don't have chocolate there. So, you know, some of the organizations I just love to give a shout out to that we are super excited about at the moment is one called Be Friendly, which is started by Paul Stamets to create mycological, immunologically supportive formulations for bees that help their poor little immune systems deal with the varroa mites and the parasites they're dealing with and the pesticides that their immune systems are having to fight off. And then another one called Ocean Cleanup, which is focused on cleaning up the plastic out of the oceans and rivers of the world.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's great. Honor to catch up with you. We'll take a pause. And then we're going to continue with Sherry Marquez. Sage, I'm going to follow up. I'm just so honored, and I'm really in wonderment about all you're doing, and I'm so inspired to have you become and be with us as part of the Vibrant Living family. Thanks for being with us today, Sage.
You're so kind, Glenn. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Take good care. Your life's precious. Enjoy it. Stay with us for another more of this ongoing thing that's way beyond a radio show. You guys know that. It's a way of life. Stay with us. I'm Glenn Brooks.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. And Sherry Marquez, along with Dr. Gail Randall, J. Jesse McGuire, our vibrant writer, our vibrant storyteller. We're coming out with something so remarkable. I'm going to make an announcement in probably 2 or 3 weeks. We're going to be working with Andy Rosenpaar, who's he's beyond a genius. We did it, and Sherry Marquez is here. We got Ali. You know, Ali, you told me your wonderful last name. Tell me your last name again. I have it down. It's a really simple last name, too.
It is.
Dang it.
Butler.
Yeah.
But it is, although it's simple, it's new to me. So when
okay,
you
I like
it,
that.
I forget it.
All right. We both had a moment of forgetfulness. So,
absolutely.
You know, Sherry, I got to say this again. I wish I had recorded this. Myself and Sherry sat down with Dr. Andy Rosenpaar. And what happened in that call, I thought about this. It literally, you could listen to the call and have a healing. The things that we talked about were so profound. And one of the things we talked about was being in a cultural trance. We didn't use that language. But we were talking about in relation to seeing and vision that most of us don't have much in education how to interact with people that have severe, you know, seeing concerns. And you start to realize that vision concerns have a lot to do with our ability to see and be in a deep relationship with life. And at the same time, the other part of the conversation was just the results people are having around the world. Sherry's going to be our inside writer and editor for Vibrant Seeing. And I'm just so happy you're here. We got some other things cooking too, including a write-up. We're going to launch something with Dr. Randall on healing beyond belief. So I'm really happy she's here. All right, Sherry, I just want to acknowledge timelessness. I studied the relationship between time, rhythm, archaic, you know, the deeper rhythms and how they affect people. As an example, Dr. Larry Dossey says, more people pass away Monday mornings than any other mornings. Do you know why? Anybody heard that before, Monday mornings? It's an open question. Okay. No, Sherry says no.
Never.
I don't know.
Okay. Dr. Randall?
I can only, you know, fantasize what that might be, but
okay.
I don't actually
fantasy.
Know.
All right. Fantasy from Dr. Randall. Jesse McGuire, who's committed her life 24 hours a day to studying unusual health concepts. Jesse, why Monday morning?
I think it's probably the shock of the alarm and having to go back to a job they don't really
yes,
enjoy.
Yeah, yeah. But, right. So, right.
That's
they have this.
Say,
right?
I was going to
yeah,
make
yeah. The right. That's what it is. It's the shock. And the disruption. And so what I did was I looked into everything about time. There was a book called Time Wars.
People don't like their work, you know. The thing is you
right.
love what you're doing, and if it's not
right. Right. But 97% report they don't really like going back in. So anyway, so Herbert Benson at Beaconess Hospital in Boston did a series called Timeless Healing. And one of the things that Herb was talking about was this notion that timelessness is something when the state begins to go into a parasympathetic restorative restful state. And so the most common way people experience that in our culture in epidemics is their dog, right? So they go out and take a dog for a walk. But what's not talked about, it's talked about in this one book called Oxygen Breakthrough. And this is a cardiologist that worked with all his patients by taking them bird watching, because he realized when he took them bird watching, their breath changed. So all his high blood pressure patients, all the arrhythmia, all the things they were concerned with, and he wrote a whole book about this. And he was saying, as an example, most cardiologists are not educated in hyperventilation, and yet a ton of people have hyperventilation. And when people got hooked up to the internet, it impacted their breathing rhythms in a not good way. So dogs and timelessness. So how I met Sherry, just to kind of reiterate this, is I met Sherry after a very close friend of mine who was kind of more than a friend. He really was a family member. He prescribed a Rottweiler for me and my family and my son. And then a couple of weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, Dr. Randall was talking about a patient because I was talking about the power of the Rottweiler. And she said this one woman came to her and she had 3 severe illnesses and she had 3 Rottweilers. And each of the Rottweilers picked an illness to deal with it and healed it. So that's who you are as a dog mystic. You're in that world. You're in the world of bringing into the experience of the timeless wonder that dog gives them so they can become aware to experience it and receive it. Because if we're not aware of the transmission, we're not usually aware. And so that's here we are with the dog mystic. So let's talk a little bit about the prescription today. And Allie, you're a new dog owner, and you were scared of dogs, and now you got I don't think you call your dog brown stuff. I think you call him the brown dog, right?
Yeah,
the brown dog. Okay.
Yes, but I am a dog lover convert. I grew up staying away from them. So, and now I can't live without my dog named Lady, who is said brown dog. Yes.
So what's the first thing you want to share with people about having, what would you want to say to the dog mystic, including any unusual questions that you've wondered about in silence, so you were too embarrassed to say to anybody else? How has your dog impacted you, and what have you wondered about being a convert from being a dog, you know, fearful of kind of aversion to now you're in the dog mystic community, it sounds like to me.
I guess so. Well, I guess my biggest, most recent moment of reflection with my dog was literally last night. I'm sitting in a silent house and I'm looking at my dog staring at me down the hallway, and she's creeping me out. Just creeping me out. But I knew she was trying to tell me something. And it gave me a moment of self-reflection. What my takeaway was, Lady, you are telling me to cause the pause and figure out what's going on inside you, because you're feeling a little weird, and I can tell my dog knows more than me. I love it.
Yeah.
She's a blessing.
And your new T-shirt, your new T-shirt, of course, is called "My Dog's Creeping Me Out," and that's an exciting T-shirt.
See, that's the beauty of the possibility with the company I work for, Ink to the People, bringing fundraising to a very accessible
level. That's my
level.
Vision. My vision is for Sherry that we come up with this T-shirt for the Dog Mystic that allows her to publish her book and really fund this wonderful mission she has. So, by the way, what are you curious about? You're in person with the Dog Mystic right now, Sherry Marquez. What do you want to ask her? What are you curious about? I'm going to let you step in. What are you curious about?
I'm curious about everything. I am just diving into a world of curiosity.
Okay, wonderful.
However, given the introduction, I loved hearing, you know, each of these Rottweilers kind of adapted.
Oh, cool. Me too.
A healing purpose for each of these ailments. And I am just so curious to hear more about that approach to seeing the relationship between dog and human and illness and wellness and, moreover, just this healthy living lifestyle. And
okay, so I'm going to turn this to Sherry. I'm going to go to you, Sherry, and I'm going to let Dr. Randall, our beloved Dr. Randall, general here in the house, in our vibrant village house. Start off, Sherry. So respond to Allie, because you know what happened was I talked to Sherry the next day, and she said, I got to speak to the woman with the Rottweilers. And I was like, it's obvious. We got to get this in the book. So that was your enthusiasm totally turned me on. And then I called Gail, Dr. Gail, and I was like, we got to do something about this. So that was how it went around. The awesomeness of it just totally flamed me up. Yes.
Well, Allie, welcome. And
thank you. Happy to be here.
To speaking with you again, for sure. And for sure that they're the way that they communicate with their eyes, and they're just staring at us, and it's like, I know you're trying to tell me something, but like you're creeping me out with the way that you're looking at me. It's like, what do you want? but that's the beautiful thing about the dogs, because they just automatically have that sixth sense. They know exactly what's going on. They know what we're feeling, and they do their best just to calm us down and to make us present in the moment. And that's really where the timelessness comes into play, because they make us be in the present moment just by it. And we, like, our blood pressure lessens when we're petting a dog, but it also lessens the dog's blood pressure as well, and it relaxes the dog when we're petting them. So it's a whole cohesive combination that's absolutely beautiful. And it's great that you got over your fear of dogs. I mean, like, how did you get this dog, or how did you get over any fear?
So, well, I guess just to clarify, there wasn't necessarily an innate fear growing up, but I didn't like the slobber. I didn't like the presence of dogs. I felt that they were always in my bubble. So, that says a lot about my personality. So, as time went on, and I think coming into present day, my biggest help in the conversion, if you will, is my now beautiful husband, who has just a very obvious connection with dogs. And I find many reasons that I think my human husband is in another life, in another world, an actual dog. Scariness, loving his head scratch, whatever. Like, the list goes on and on.
I can't hear you.
She takes care of, I think that although I'm taking care of this dog today, she's also taking care of me. So it is just, my paradigm has shifted through a dog, and I'm okay with it.
Beautiful. That is so awesome. So awesome. I mean, they reduce stress. They are always excited to see you. I swear to you, it's so funny because when my dogs are home, you know, home alone or home with my boyfriend, then they're totally calm. And the second that I walk in, they're following my every move, and especially my girl Emma, she has no personal boundaries whatsoever. She is like so far up in my face, like, Emma, I mean, like, she's 55 pounds, and it's like, Emma, just some personal space, please. I love you. But you're breathing all over me, and your eyes are like, I'm here, just let me know. So even if you didn't want to, it's still, they make you just take that time to give them as much love as possible and be with them, because they will always be excited to see you, always. And the greeting that you get from a dog is like no other, because you don't get that from a human every single time that you walk into the house. So it's special. It's special and amazing, and I'm so grateful to be working with dogs and just living my dream and doing a job, like, you know, just living my dream and doing what I love.
So, and you guys are about to see Sherry at the Vibrant Dogs Weekend in conjunction with Dog Mountain Magazine. Mountain Dog Magazine. I just switched
Mountain
that.
Dog.
Mountain Dog Magazine.
Yeah.
Mountain Dog. So Jesse, I want you to comment on this.
We're going to do an event in Dog Mountain eventually.
We're going to go to Dog Mountain in Vermont. It's some people travel the world to go see Dog Mountain, and we are going to be at Dog Mountain too. It's going to be announced. I've been seeing this, being there with Sherry. This is a place that has an art gallery dedicated to the wonder and spiritual contribution of dogs. It's absolutely beautiful. It's in the Northeast Kingdom, which, if you've been to Vermont in the summer, it's absolute bliss. So Jesse, when I was telling the story about three Rottweilers, three healings. So the thing that I learned about Rottweilers from Dr. Wayne London was that they deal in life and death issues. And we've heard this alluded to in different spiritual traditions. We know that we have an energy body, which brings us back to our beloved scientist from UCLA, which is part of my family history with Dr. Gail Randall. And Dr. Valerie Hunt would say that we don't get sick physically first. We get sick energetically first. So she said the two things that keep us sick or get us sick are shock. We go into shock. And it disrupts our energy body, which disrupts our physical body. So what Wayne London told me about Rottweilers was that whereas a lot of dogs would die with the beginning of cancer, the Rottweiler pulls it off the person. Pretty wild statement that the Rottweiler pulls illness off and doesn't die. But that's its nature and mission in life. So he prescribed a Rottweiler for me and my son, and the dog came in our house and really literally transformed the house. Gail, is there anything, Dr. Randall, is there anything you want to share about the, you know, that was your patient, and you said it. You said it so beautifully. You said three Rottweilers, true healings. We want to put the story in the book, the Dog Mystics book. Is there anything more you want to share about that from a physician's point of view, you scientist, healer, shaman being you?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty open. I mean, yes, I'm very scientific. I've a foot in both worlds, and
yeah.
I sort of come up that way. And before it was fancy, you know, way before. So everybody thought I was a little woo-woo, but they left me alone because I was smart.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah. I had this patient.
It's a great combination.
Yeah, I was going to
yeah.
thank you, Jesse. Yeah.
But anyway, so this lady, she's nearly 100 now. She may be 100 this year. And she loves Rottweilers. And she had a serious thyroid problem, and her dog got a serious thyroid problem.
Oh, wow.
It eventually succumbed to something else, but I thought that was interesting because her thyroid problem went away. That was the first thing. And then she had another dog that developed a cancer, and she had a cancer scare in one of her kidneys, and the dog got kidney cancer. And I just thought
wow.
that was interesting. I thought, okay. So, and then there was a third thing.
Mm-hmm.
She had a very serious case of fibromyalgia. Now, that's a wastebasket diagnosis, you know, so it's a little hard
yes.
to, like, how would they take that? But this dog just got all bound up all over and could barely walk, and we had to end up putting it down, but her fibromyalgia went away. So it's very interesting, and I don't think it's just Rottweilers. I've seen it with other dogs that, you know,
mm-hmm.
they take on things. There are angels
yes.
on Earth. I think
you yes.
agree with that, Sherry?
Mm.
Oh, yes. I would agree with that. This is Lisa. You know, I have
Welcome,
a
Lisa.
Chihuahua. Yeah, and in my practice, you know, if somebody is ill, he'll come up to them, and he loves to sit on their lap, and he just looks at them with his adoring eyes, and everybody, you know, looks at him and says, your typical Chihuahua that's, you know, shaking and yappy and whatnot. And I think he tunes in and just absorbs whatever it is that they need and pacifies them. You know, not that he isn't a challenge on occasion, but
all dogs can be, just like all
yeah.
kids can be. So, you know, that's
absolutely.
Fine. But
absolutely. So
I wanted to mention real quick this, like, I got some special announcements. On my website, vibrantlivingnetwork.com, special announcement about a film we're making called The Announcement, and also our Vibrant Host Network and how we're connected out with the Speakers Bureau. So Vibrant Living Network. Jesse, I don't know if you got to fully respond. We got so bubbly in the party room. I wanted to give you a moment to respond. Welcome again, Lisa. What were you going to respond to the three Rottweilers, three healings?
I was going to say, actually.
Yes.
That my baby obviously he hasn't learned to talk yet. And before he learned to talk, I was thinking that my communication with him is in a way very similar to how I would communicate with a dog, obviously, because he can't
yes.
speak.
Yes.
And the communication just becomes so subtle, right?
Do you think that occurred because you should say to your baby, no talking at the dinner table? That was just a consequence of being a baby.
you make that a joke.
I thought that was going to go somewhere, but that's fine. Yeah, no, just, yeah, just.
My baby's also
the panel's laughing very hard. We're just not able to hear them, Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, my baby's Chinese horoscope sign is a dog as well. And but I love that. I love that subtlety. And when you're sick, of course, you know, everything is kind of subtle. Sometimes you don't feel like speaking. You don't feel like going out. But you don't feel like company even, but they're right there with you the whole time, loyal. And I think it's a beautiful relationship. And I think it's a a really nice thing for people who are sick to have.
You know,
this.
I want to say, just when I got my Rottweiler, when I got Ben, it was, he wouldn't leave the room until I left the room. So there was a couple of days I didn't feel good. He stayed in his bed with me, and he began every day by coming to greet me. And my son, literally my whole son would, my son would really shapeshift. He would, my son loved Ben so much that when he saw Ben, his whole day changed. It was almost like bringing Ben in the house. So this is before I met Sherry, but I experiencing that at the level of depth that I did, was just, I never really had that. My, it was like my sister got a dog that was kind of like a, I don't know, like a mini show dog. I never really got it because they seemed like the dog was like, you know, there was the, I don't know, there was the water vase, there was this and the dog. And I didn't have that relationship. So Ben, I had this relationship with, and also it was done during a grid reading. So Wayne London made this observation that Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's, he called them the mystery illnesses, and they needed to be solved at this other level. And he felt the dog's energy addressed that level, the invisible level that couldn't be figured out at the linear level. And yeah, so when he, when Ben would come to see me, I actually felt he probably was dealing with an energy, an aspect of my energy body that I could feel. And it was, I never had that experience, Jesse, and Sherry, and Dr. Randall, and now Lisa, Allie, who has a new simple name, last name that she's forgetting as well. So that's good. Gives me a social pause. Yeah, so that was very powerful. It's very powerful. So Sherry, so give out your website today, and we got this upcoming book, and we got this seminar. We're going to have people on. We have another woman coming on next week who wrote a new book called Heal, and Heal is the impact of dogs on cancer, the healing impact of dogs on cancer. So we're putting some – we got Cesar Millan being invited to come on. So we got some really cool people, and the effort is to really launch Sherry's book and her message that she felt she came in with. Which is to be the dog mystic. That's a good thing, you know. So you can imagine what it was like to Sherry as a little girl. Like, she's in the playground. Like, oh, do you want to come play with us and play hopscotch? And she said, no, I'm the dog mystic. I need to hang out here and study dogs. Did you say things like that? Or?
Well, probably not. I don't think I've fully said it like that, but and communicating with the dogs. So I was like, yeah, I want to be with you guys. the kids. So, yeah, you know, I communicated in my own way. So
yeah, I like that. I like how you said, no, I didn't quite say it like that. I
hey,
like, give out your
concerned.
Website.
We should create yeah. that T-shirt and start fundraising for this book, and that's all. We can just use that as the quote. We'll just run with
okay.
it. Okay. Whether you said
right.
it or not.
Yeah.
Okay,
nice.
Let's do it. Allie, we're going to set up another meeting with you and Sherry and you and Dr. Randall. And Jesse's just the most brilliant, vibrant storyteller. And I like that she, by the way, what a great, you know, when she had her baby, she thought, I don't know what name to call it. Let me just call it the baby. And I think that's just brilliant, too. I mean, simple, kind of almost a Zen-like response to the baby.
Gabriel Theodore. Castro
Gabriel Theodore. Oh, you said that before. Gabe, and what is it, there's a third name. Is it a Gabriel something Theodore or no? Middle name?
No, no. We have
that's
four
a mouthful.
Names. But it
what's
is
the four names? What's the baby's four names?
Gabriel Theodore Castro Maguire.
Okay. Thank God someone's acknowledging Fidel Castro. I joke all the time about Chihuahuas because I love the name Chihuahuas. I just do. But you acknowledge a Chihuahua today, and I'm so happy that because I realize little. I've never been a little dog person. I love these big gigantic dogs. So Lisa, thanks for acknowledging a Chihuahua
sure.
today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Chihuahua.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this is Sherry. Give it.
Spicy and small and Napoleon complex. 100%.
And Glenn, so, I want to acknowledge that.
Yes.
You know, whenever anybody comes in the room, you're always excited. So you carry that same essence of a dog.
Thank
you.
You
know,
thank you.
You're
thank
always
thank you.
Enthusiastic and, you know, embrace the vibrancy and are always happy to greet everyone that comes
thank
in.
You. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Sometimes it happens independent of – I've been hanging out with this one friend of mine. I was very close to his mom, and his mom passed away, and I – I really, sometimes he'll say to me, he'll say, well, I'm in a bad mood. And I'll say, well, it's just the mood. It's just, it's not in the room with us. It's just the mood. It could leave any second. Let it leave. So I play with him a little on this, you know, kind of. Let's go around. Let's give out your Sherry, go ahead and give out your website. Then we'll go to Jesse, who's going to be so profoundly announced on the Vibrant Living Network site. And you know, we're going to, God knows. And we're going to have all kinds of t-shirts with Ali. So go ahead, go around the panel. Start with you, Sherry. Go ahead and give out your website.
So my website is smartpawsdogtraining.com. My Facebook is smartpawsdogtraining, and Instagram is smartpawsacademy. Thank you.
Yeah, this show is going to air again. It's on. You could listen to it, the archives. And if you want to know anybody's contact address, contact me at 413-345-3747, 413-345-3747. This is going to be on my website, too, Vibrant Living Network. You're all precious. I deeply honor and appreciate all of you. Thank you. Your life's precious and joy. And I'm Glenn Brooks for the Vibrant Living Network. Thank you, guys.
Thank
Bless you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Bless you.
Bye.
Thank you.